This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back. We're learning Sefer Shaina Halachos, Siman Beis. Today's Shir and Breakfast is sponsored by Pinchas Lipsky. As a gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm a Baruch for Pinchas, you should have Gezint, Hatzlacha, Harnasa, Bimali Hashem, Chal Mishal, Slub Chal HaTayva. Okay, and we're also going to speak about an Inyan relevant to Berachos Kayanim today. Let's begin by reading some of the halachos. We're in Sefer Shana Halachos, Simen Beis, Sifkatan Tes. Toiv Sheyasim Shnei Tzidei Hamalbush Biyaminoi. It is correct to put both edges of the clothing in your right hand. So to speak, before you get dressed, it seems like this is a Kabbalistic idea. You lift up both sides of the garment in your right hand. Who does this? I don't know. I'm not in your house when you get dressed in the morning. Luckily for you. But the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Arizal that when you pick up your shirt, put both edges of the garment in your right hand. V'yilbash yamin, you should don the right side. V'yachar kach ha'smol, and then the left side. V'yachaveh, you should have in mind. Ki ha'koil nichlal b'yamin. Everything is incorporated in the right side. Omin ha'yamin, and from the yamin, bala smile comes to the left side. Can I get a Mishnah Berurah, chelek aleph? It's on the bottom shelf over there. Now this is very interesting, because the Mishnah Berurah is saying, this is a quote from the Mishnah Berurah, that why does the right side take precedence? Because everything is nichlal in the yamin, and from the yamin, thank you very much, Gordon, comes the left side. That's not the reason he gives in close proximity. The Mishnah Berurah gives a different reason. The Mishnah Berurah says, when in Sif Dalet, when talking about putting on the right shoe first, the Mishnah Berurah says, we find in the Torah the right side is always more chashev regarding the right thumb and the right big toe. And for everything, the Torah always gives precedence to the right side. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says the right side is more chashev because God gave the Torah with His right hand. Miminai eishda aslamai. So here the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying a different reason. Namely, that everything is nichlal in the yamin. And I think there's a very important reason for that. Because regarding other areas of halacha, when we want to know what side do I do first, right or left, we need a reason to give precedence to the right over the left. But here we're not talking about giving precedence to the right or the left. We're talking about which hand should you put both sides of the garment. So we need a reason why one side incorporates both sides. So here the Mishnah Berurah gives a Kabbalistic reason that the right side incorporates both sides. So interesting Kabbalistic practice. Again, it's from the Arizal. Sif Yud. Malbish Talmud Chacham. The garment of a Torah sage. Yia Malbish Noya. Should be pleasant, v'naki, and clean. V'la Yilbash Leimalbish Sarim. Don't wear royal garments, mean extravagantly elegant, v'loy malbush aniyim, or impoverished garments. Ela begadim beinonim noim, regular nice clothing. V'asur loy sheyimotzei kesem, it is prohibited that there be a stain, a shamnunis, or some fatty substance, bevigdai, ukiyotzebai. Don't be a schlump. Don't be messy, don't be dirty. Especially if you're a Torah sage. Many people are makvid not to become a Torah sage for that reason. Just in case their clothing are dirty. But don't worry. You should learn as much as you can and keep your clothing clean. Okay. There's a Gemara says that the beged of a Talmud Chacham should be such that it should cover you, up to... The Talmud Chacham is not going to go around with his two buttons open, with the sunglasses. We don't, right? Cover up. And also, you're not going to wear knickers. People should not be seeing your legs. Nowadays, says the Chafetz Chaim, we're not so careful about that. Sometimes the pants don't go all the way down. That's because we wear socks. So even if the pants don't go all the way down, the socks are covering. Okay? So, Mashein is Har Ha'ina, that which we're not careful today. Bedin Cholok Tamar Chacham, regarding the halacha of the garment of a Torah sage, that, namely, the Gemara says, She'im Besarei Nira Mitachtav, that one's flesh should not be seen from underneath. The reason is, Mishum Shaholchin HaKoil Bebate Shaykayim. Everyone wears tights or socks, Vein HaBasar Niras. Fine. Now, this is what we want to focus on today. The Gemara says a person should sell all of their items to buy shoes. Shoes are very important. No? I mean, you can't walk in the street, you can't do anything without shoes. In fact, the Gemara says that someone who has shoes is a man, because shoes demonstrate that you have superiority over the animal. Now, which shoe do you put on first? Yino minol yamin tchila. Put on the right shoe first. V'lo yikshirena, but don't tie it. V'yachakach yino shel small, then put on the left shoe. V'yikshirena, and then tie the left shoe. V'yachsor v'yikshar shel yamin, then you tie the right shoe. Yeah, I'm sure everybody knows this halacha. You put on your right shoe first, you tie your left shoe first. Why do you put on your right shoe first? Because the Torah gives precedence to the right side. The Bohen Yad, the Bohen Regel, the Torah was given to the right side. Why do you tie your left shoe first? Because tefillin, in the mitzvah we see, when it comes to tying, the Torah gives precedence to the left side.
But that's if you're a righty.
But that's only if you're a righty. If you're a lefty, then you're going to tie your right shoe first. That's halach yud gimel. Iter yad a lefty. Shemaneach tefillin be yamin. He's putting tefillin on his right side. Yakdim yamin gam lahakshira. He would tie the right shoe first also. Question. Why does a righty tie his left shoe first? Because the Torah gives importance to the left side when it comes to tying. So let's say, I don't know, what else is there to tie? Let's say you're a cowboy and you have a shirt that has knots on both sides. Do you first tie the left side and then the right side? Well, the Torah gives precedence to tying the left. No. No, you only tie the left shoe first. In fact, the next halach is, what if you're Robin Hood? Raise your hand if you're Robin Hood. Or you're a superhero. And you have, you know, those superhero stockings? So you're going to have to tie them. So do you tie your left stocking first? No. The din that we tie the left side first is only shoes, not anything else. Be'an peloi shel levet, if you have socks of felt, ein sarach lahakdim smal lekshira. You don't have to give precedence to the left side for tying. So why? If the Torah gives precedence to the left side when it comes to tying, why only shoes? So there's an interesting Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Shulchan Aruch quotes a sefer that it's not that the Torah gives precedence to tying the left side. That when it comes to shoes, tying the left takes precedence. Why? Because why were we zoicha to have tefillin? And whose merit do we have tefillin? The merit of Abraham. What did Abraham say? Im michut v'yad tzroich nal. A string or a shoe strap? In the merit that he said a string, we have tzitzis. In the merit we have a shoe strap, that he said a shoe strap, we have tefillin. So since we have tefillin, in the merit of the word shoe straps and tefillin are connected. And since you tie your left shoe strap first, you tie your left tefillin first. But socks are not connected to tefillin. And shirts are not connected to tefillin. Only shoes are connected to tefillin. By the way, there's a kadma in the Torah Chaim that says that the Gemara talks about Jews were moiser nefesh to wear black shoes. And if Goyim try to say, don't wear black shoes, you have to give up your life. What's so significant about black shoes? Because since tefillin are black, Therefore, shoes back in the times of the Talmud were black. So there's a connection between tefillin and shoe straps. In fact, yeah.
Does that mean everything else should be right first? Or
yes. That means everything else, you dafka tie the right side first. In fact, you know, we wear talis and tefillin by shachris. Why do we wear talis by tefillin by shachris? Why not by mincha? Why not, I don't know, why not by learning? I would say, well, zrizim akdim lemitzvahs. But is there a special din to wear talis and tefillin? We know there's an inyan to davin and talis and tefillin. Why? Because who was Mesakin Shachris? Avram Avinu. And in whose chus do we have talis and tefillin? Avram Avinu. So the Nesha Chochma says that's why we wear talis and tefillin by Shachris. What about slip-ons? So you put on slip-ons. Shoes that don't have tying, you should put on the right shoe first. So now here's a big question, a very interesting question. Women don't wear tefillin. So if women don't wear tefillin, what shoe should they tie first? You ever think about that? I did, but I didn't realize. What? They should tie their husband's shoe first. Listen to this. They asked Reb Chaim Knievsky, and Reb Chaim said, "Whoa." Nistapakti, Mahadin Binoshim, Haim Gamlohem, Noimar Hadin, Shitzarch Lahakdim, Esasma, Lakshira, Lamroy, Shainu, Hamlet, they don't wear tefillin. Says Reb Chaim, Sufik Yashan, that's an old Shaila. Vagam of Adoini, Ovi, Moyer, Virabi, Nistapik Beze, Vitochin the Gamlanashim. It could be for women also, they tie their left shoe. The Shalsachuvah, Zvar Yeshua says, women are like men. The Svara is, regarding tying, the Torah gives precedence to the right side. The Shalsachuvah's Avnei Yashve says in the name of El Yashiv, woman doesn't wear tefillin, she should dafka tie her right shoe first. I saw this morning, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you have it on your sheets over here. Number 15 in the Dershu, you see that? Isha she'ena mechuyeves aniach tefillin, Vaf moichim, a woman wants to wear tefillin, we say, no, you're not allowed to. A woman's not allowed to wear tefillin. Why? There are two ways of saying it. One way of saying it is, they can't keep a guf naki. Could they, are they not able to keep a guf naki more than a man's not able to? Yes, a man could have more control. His physiology allows him to have more control. A nicer way to say it. It's out shaloi lahafiach, that she doesn't pass gas, and a man is more controlled because of his biology. It's machlokes mishavur narach hashochan. Or another way to say it is, we're both in danger, but we have to take the chance because we're obligated. They're not obligated. They're not allowed to take the chance. But the Reb Shlomo Zalman said a woman ties her left shoe first. It's amazing. Woman gets up in the morning, she says, Moida ani lefanecha. She ties her left shoe first, like she has a whole different avoida. Oh, we can come to that. What about Velcro? Or Velcro? Is it dafka tying? Or is it anything that fastens? Do they still make Velcro shoes? Shoe strap? Right, that's... You're saying if anything, that's more. It's more.
Something if untying is like tying, women have mitzvahs chalitza. They untie the right.
A woman has untying.
If untying is like tying.
Which shoe do you put chalitza on the right? A right foot, right?
Right. But you also untie the right foot.
Ah. One second.
So there is
a lefty ties his right shoe. For sure the right. Every woman ties her. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that every woman does her right shoe. Right? Now, what about Velcro? So they asked Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim says that Velcro is like tying, and therefore you have to do the left shoe first. Okay? That's number 14. Fine. What do you want to know about a lefty woman?
No, I thought we had said that some people say that a woman has...
Some people say that a woman... Oh, one second. Some people say that a woman is like a man and ties her right shoe first. And ties her...
Left shoe.
Some say a woman is like a man and she ties her left shoe first. So you want to know about a lefty woman. So Grada, they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky that question. Imtim Soloimar. The Isha, Av Shein Lo Tefillin, Kosher Small Tchila, Mishum Shatar Nit Nachashel Small, Ink Shira, Mahadinim Hi Iteres, Hoim Kosher Yemin Tchila, like the Mishnah Berurah says, like a man, or Legabe, a woman who doesn't wear Tefillin, she always does the left, according to that Shita.
Always.
So Reb Chaim says, she's like a man, according to that Shita, and she'll tie the right. What do we hold? I guess like Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv, that she should always tie the right shoe first. Okay, next interesting question. Let's go to Yud Zayin. Tes Zayin. Nizdamin lo shel smoil, yamtin ad shivilishman. Let's say, basically, you only found one shoe so far. In some houses, most of the morning is spent looking for shoes. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm aware of certain houses on Oakland Avenue where a lot of time is spent in the morning looking for shoes. And they could be anywhere. They could be anywhere. Inside, outside, under the bed. Anyway, let's say you only found your left shoe. Should you put it on or no? Wait dafka till you have your right shoe. Says the Mishnah Berurah, wait until you have your right shoe. Yamtin ad shivil hashayim. Now when you take off shoes, when you take off your shoes, you take off your left shoe first. Why? It's a kavod to the yamin. It's a kavod to the right side to take off your left shoe first. Okay, you got that? It's a kavod to the yamin to take off your left shoe first. Actually, this is a sif in halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch. Kishacholeitz min olav, cholet shel smal tchila. Shezehu kvoidoi shel yamin. That's right. So now the shaila is, Pinchas, listen to this. What if you're taking off shoes to put on a different pair of shoes? Now, if you take off your left shoe first, you can't, then your right, then you're not going to be putting on your left shoe first. So when you take off shoes to get put on new shoes, first take off your right shoe and put on the other right shoe right away. Because otherwise you're going to be barefoot. Now, what if you're taking off shoes for a mitzvah? For example, you're taking off your shoes to shine them or to put on Shabbos shoes. So normally it's a kavod for the yamin to leave the yamin on longer. But if you're taking off your shoes if you're taking off your shoes to put on other shoes, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, take off your right shoe first. Let's say you're taking off your shoes to shine your shoes. What if it's Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Tisha B'Av, and you're taking off your shoes to put on your non-leather shoes? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's Misham Inoy or Misham Tsar. It's not a covenant for the Yamin. Take off your left shoe first. What about a Kohen before a Duchenin? What shoe should he take off first? Says the Shomaza, says the Sefer Luach Eretz Yisrael. Who wrote the Sefer Luach Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Chiel Michal Tikhachinsky. He says, regard for Kohanim before Duchening, take off the right shoe first, not the left shoe. Normally, it's a kavod for your right side to take off the left shoe first. But if you're taking off your shoes to do a mitzvah, you should take off your right shoe first. Got that? But he also says, Erev Yom Kippur, you should take off your right shoe first.
Now, untying is this, you untie and you take off the shoe?
You want to know about untying?
Yeah.
Untying the shoe.
So you untie the right, then untie the left, take off the left, and then take off the right, or untying and removing the shoe at the same time.
Now, what do you do first regarding untying? Do we say, now,
tying,
when
you're right?
Tying, we give chashivas
right.
To the left side.
Right.
Untying, we untie the left side.
Taking off the left shoe.
Right, but should you untie the right? Don't
what?
Take it off, untie the left, then take off the left shoe.
Ah. Kasava Shulchan Aruch, Simon Bey, Sif Hey, Le'inyan Chalitza, Smile Tchila, V'nestapakti Ma'adin Legabe Hataras HaSaruchin. What about untying? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Psichas HaKesher Hu Bechlal HaChalitza. Untying is part of removal, so then you would untie your left shoe, and then take off your left shoe, untie your right shoe, and take off your right shoe. In the footnotes he brings, in Chidushei Hagois, he says you should untie the right shoe first. In the Sefer Chaimos Yushalayim, now, the Chaimos Yushalayim has the following Chakira. What's the reason you should take off your left shoe first? So Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Samach Aleph says, it's kavod for Yamin. Now what's the kavod? That you're not right. Shein memaher lahasiroi. And that's the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings. But the Beis Yosef says no. Just the opposite. You mechabed the left side by putting it first. The Reb Chaim says, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, your Shaila. It's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzmistaber, therefore, it's included in removing, taking off your shoe. Very interesting. Next halacha. You take a shower? Don't answer that question. Sif Yurchas. When you bathe, you first wash your right side, then you wash your left side. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, Roichetz v'sach. What about, but then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'imsach kol gufay. If you're washing your body, roish tchila. First, you do your head. Mevneishu melacha. So, okay, Rabbi said, when you go in the shower, first you shampoo, then you wash your right side and then your left side. Now, I like to shampoo in the end. Okay, first you're supposed to wash your head. Now, they asked Reb Chaim. What about when you're drying with the towel? which side should you dry first? Reb Chaim says, "B'chol davar yesh lahakdim yamin." Always do. Now, should you first dry your head? Yes, you should first dry your head. It's actually brought in Maseches Derech Eretz Rabbah that yesh lahakdim the head. What about a lefty? Any lefties here?
Yeah?
You're a lefty also? So, do you dry your right side? Do you wash your right side first or your left side?
So it's only for shoes, everything else. The right
side. Right side. Yeah, right side. So he brings, Itter Yad Kisharoichi says Atzma, Reb Chaim Kinevsky says, L'chayra yakdim lirchoitz es tzad yamin shal kol adam. Because the right side is more important. What if somebody's a righty, but they play soccer with their left foot? They're a lefty with their feet. No. Do they wash their left foot first? No, says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says no. Let's say somebody slips off their shoes without untying them. You know, somebody does that. And now they're tied. Should you be makdim, untying the left side before the right side? Reb Chaim says, it could be you don't have to. Okay, one more shayla. Okay? Raise your hands if you're righty. Let's say I tie your shoes. Let's say Asi ties your shoes. So Asi's a lefty, but you're a righty. So does it go by the tier or the tie? Does it go by the guy who's tying it? I once had this chus. There was a big Talmud Chacham in Queens. One time I was zoicha, he couldn't put on his shoes, so I had to put on his shoes and tie them. I think he was a lefty.
By tefillin, right? By tefillin, if you're putting tefillin on somebody else.
It goes by the person wearing it, not the guy. So Chai says, "Bevadei basar hanilbash azlina," the guy wearing it. Okay, Rabbi, say we'll hold it over here. Thank you very much. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.